peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let these words of the Colossians text launch us into this third week of What's in a Name, OMG. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we'll hear your name tossed about in all sorts of ways. But we know, and perhaps we need to be refreshed in what it means that you have given us this name, that it is the name above all names, that it is the name that gives us access. It's the name by which you taught us to pray. So Lord, bless us with a true holy awe, for you are our God. Amen. Yesterday, wow, what a morning. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you a story of one of these boxes. These are the boxes that we fill with fixings for our turkey blessing. And yesterday we had with us Chris Pablo, Pastor Pablo, from All Nations Lutheran Church. And earlier in the week, he and I were on the phone about what he needed and so forth. And he says, Dave, you got to understand, these make such a difference. I said, you got a story, don't you, Chris? He says, oh, yeah. He says, last year we had a family come to our giving of the turkey blessing, and they were just so grateful for what they received. And during the course of the year, during the spring, they became homeless. And so they've lived in temporary housing, and in their homeless state, they this year have no place to cook and fix a Thanksgiving dinner. Wow. He said, no, that's not the story, Dave. I said, okay. He said, but they called anyway, and they want to come and help volunteer to give out the meals. Yeah. Oh. That's my first letter for you this morning. Oh. You see those letters in the title, O-M-G. You probably see those all over the place. I don't know what goes through your head the first time you hear O-M-G. It's talking about our God. It's sort of a word of exclamation because of what God has done for us. You heard it in the text. He has rescued us. He has delivered us. You witness it in baptisms, and every time we begin worship again, we're renewed in what he is still doing for us, rescuing us and delivering us from the power of the devil. And from us, it evokes this exclamation of what it is and who it is that our God is for us. The chances are you hear OMG, oh my God, tossed about a lot more frivolously and carelessly than maybe you would like to. At least I know it's more so than I would like to. I haven't told you a Jackson story for a while, our oldest grandson. It's time for a Jack story. It's really not his story. It's a story of his friend Marty. Marty moved in next to Jack and his family earlier this summer. They don't go to the same school, but they are fast friends. First thing when Jack gets home from something now, can I go play with Marty? And they do a lot of playing. Some of you saw that our daughter had a hip surgery. And she's doing great. Thank you for your prayers. But a couple of weeks ago, we thought, well, we'll give Mommy and Daddy a break. It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Let's take the kids to a park. So we drove down to Arnold. We loaded up the kids. But before we loaded up the kids, Jack says, can Marty go with us? Sure. What's one more, right? Yeah, we got three. What's one more? So they do the whole, go ask Marty's folks, ask your mom and dad. We get in the van. And as we're going there, yak, 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 in the back seat like boys do. And every once in a while I would hear, oh my God. Yak, 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 yak. Oh my God. And it's not coming from Jack or Claire. It's coming from Marty. And I'm in the driver's seat now going, how do I engage, Grandpa? How do I engage, Pastor? And then I hear, after the next, oh my God, Marty, don't say that. Oh, okay. And pretty soon, oh my God comes out again, and Jack says, Marty, don't say that. That's God's name. Two reasons for the yeah. Number one, Grandpa doesn't have to say anything. And number two, Jack gets it. I don't have to say anything. Jack gets it. That there, and he maybe doesn't, he can't articulate that wholly, but that it, this is not a word that is just to be used frivolously, and perhaps even more deeply, the second letter in OMG stands for mine. That there's relationship here between this name that is being used and the one who owns the name. There's name between he who gives us that name and between me. Listen to these words again from the first part of the text. He has rescued us. He has transferred us. Recall Jacob's message a couple of weeks ago from the burning bush when Moses says, who shall I tell Israel is sending me? God says, I am. When God speaks to Israel later on the mountain after he has rescued them, after he has delivered them from Egypt, he says, tell Israel, I am the Lord, your God. He is our God. We belong to him. Oh my. What a perfectly proper and righteous thing in the right respect, in the right way, for us to speak of our God as my God. Oh my. Because he belongs to me, because he has given himself to me, and he has given to us that name, which is his representation in Jesus. You want to know God? Know Jesus. Because he is, as the Colossians text here says, the visible representation of that God. And then you see, in Jesus, you see him merciful. You see him creator. You see him gracious. You see him kind. You see him loving. You see him as the living sacrifice. Which brings me again to yesterday and the devotion that Pastor Matt Hainer, our director, executive director for Christ Community Lutheran School, had with our guys as we are going to be in service to him. He used Romans 12 and he talked about being what it means to be a living sacrifice. What that means to be a living sacrifice. He gave us two words to describe it. He said, living sacrifices are, maybe some of the guys will remember, they are faithful and they are kind. And we are faithful and we are kind because, first of all, God was faithful and kind to us, not dishing out to us the kind of punishment we deserve for our sin, and being faithful to the promise that he was going to deliver us from our sins. And in that, we go forward as living disciples. Today, yes, it's turkey blessing. Coming week, we're going to give thanks to God around those tables and gatherings of families. But each and every day, having the opportunity to be God's faithful people because he has given himself to us. And in response, we give ourselves to him. Oh, my. And what a proclamation that second word is. When we say my God, we're proclaiming to the world that we know he has this claim on us, that we have this relationship. But it's a relationship not just with one another, it's a relationship with God, which brings us to the G, which brings us to the exclamation that comes from knowing this God and the great love that he has given to us. In the coming weeks, we're going to be exalting that God with our Advent hymns, our Christmas hymns. But we do it all the time as well. When we speak his name, when we call upon his name, when you and I as his servants go forward, when you and I as his children go forward, as those living sacrifices to be in service to him. And in recognition, here's what we got all done yesterday, loaded up these 1,000 birds. We sent about 140 to Christian Friends of New Americans, to a couple of other organizations. And we get all done, and one of the members says to me, he says, you know, Pastor, I think we can do better than this. He says, I don't think we're challenging ourselves enough. Okay. I think we can do 2,000. Okay. Where's that coming from? It's coming from the heart of one who has been impacted by my God, by your God. Oh, my God, what you do for us. The truly proper way of speaking that name of God. And I don't want to leave you with the impression this morning that the duty of a living sacrifice is to just, tell Marty, don't say that. Don't say that. But the true mission of a living sacrifice is help that individual come to a full recognition of what it means to be able to say, oh come Emmanuel. O little town of Bethlehem, O holy night, because Jesus came down. What it means as a living sacrifice to be able to say, my, that this God belongs to me. Mary, name him Jesus. Joseph, name him Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And God, that name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue confess. That name, God, revealed to us as Emmanuel, who is the God who is with us until such time as we behold his face. And he says to us not, oh my God, but he says to us, oh my daughter, oh my son, well done, my good and faithful servant. May the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.